Hi everyone, how are you? It's another day that we're here on Morning Coffee for the Soul for Kardec Radio. And it is my pleasure to speak about a topic that we all, I'm sure, have heard about, have exercised, and of course, are always working on. And the topic today is forgiveness. Why is forgiveness so important? Why did Jesus recommend to forgive without a certain amount of time? Not 7 times 70, but for each offense. Why is forgiveness something that we should not only exercise, but that we should be so, it should be so natural that we don't think about it? Well, first of all, let's talk about things that offend us. Many times we get offended by the simplest things. We get offended by an erratic driver. We get offended by words from a friend that will hurt us deeply. We get offended by political statements, by all kinds of things. Now, we have to pay attention, because a lot of times we are being offended because we believe everything in the world is personal. And it really isn't. If someone says something to you that is offensive, well, if you think about it, either this person is saying something truthful and you're getting offended, or this person is saying something that is not true, and then there's no reason to be offended. So if someone comes in here now and tells you that you're smelly, well, if you haven't bathed in a few days and you're smelly, then it should not be reason for you to get offended, because this person is just stating a fact. Now, this person can say it with hate, they could say it with love, they can say it just by being a busybody. That is not our problem. If the person said something and immediately it offends you, just as the example I gave, as calling you smelly, and if you are smelly, well, then you shouldn't be offended, because again, it is true, it's a fact. Whether this person said it lovingly or not, it is a fact. Now let's say that you smell beautiful and you just took a shower and you have an amazing perfume on. Well, and then if someone says that you're smelly, it's again, not a reason to be offended. Why? Because it's not true. So this person who's saying that might be trying to offend you with things that are not factual, or this person might be ill. This person might be hateful. This person might be trying to stir something, but it's not based on facts. So again, not a reason to be offended. Why is it so important to speak about this kind of things? Because we usually hold on to grudges because we got offended. And I'm not saying that we should be passive to things that are hateful. That isn't the point. The point is holding something so toxic inside of you that you carry on throughout days, weeks, sometimes an entire incarnation, you're still holding on to that grudge. Because somebody did something you didn't approve of, you didn't like it, you felt offended, and you hold on to this. Now, the Spirit's book is so clear on the question number 886. When Kardec asks, really, what is the true meaning of charity as employed by Jesus? What really is being a charitable person? And the Spirits are amazing in answering this so concise. The Spirits will say that charity is truly be benevolent for everyone. Not only to those who we like, but being good to all. The second part is to have indulgence for the imperfections of others. And this is really beautiful, because that means that not to be so quick to judge. Understand that people have reasons to do what they do. Maybe even to offend you. We don't know the traumas that they had occurred throughout their lives. We don't know what their walks throughout lives were to be doing what they're doing. So be indulgent with all the imperfections of our brothers and sisters. That is a beautiful thing to be indulgent. And the last part is forgiveness of injuries. Physical injuries, emotional injuries, spiritual, psychological, all types of injuries. Now, if these amazing spirits say that we should be good to everyone, we should be indulgent with the mistakes of others, and we should be forgiven to all, that is the true meaning of charity. That is the true meaning of being a spiritist in a way, because you're trying. We're not going to accomplish all of this in one incarnation or even in a few hundreds, but it is the walk to moral progress. Now, why forgive? Do you guys have a good answer to that? Why forgive? What if the person doesn't deserve forgiveness? What if they did something so awful that we should think about that? Well, we forgive because it's liberating, because it's a freedom from any kind of toxic that we could incur in our being, in our soul, in our perispirit. So when we forgive, we are freeing ourselves from that anguish, from that feeling of resentment, of hate, of anything that's not towards God's will. So forgive is something that you do for yourself, not necessarily for the other person, although it does have an amazing effect on the other person. But it is when you break the chain. You break the chain that you will allow someone's action to hold you hostage. Isn't that amazing? To think that you are held hostage every time that you do not forgive. So that is why when Jesus prayed, when he said, "I will show you a model of a prayer," you know, to his disciples, when he said, "The Our Father." And part of the Our Father, he says, now this is Jesus talking to God and showing us the model of a beautiful way to pray. And then Jesus says, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Now, think about how many times we say this prayer and we don't pay attention to what it means, to its content. When we say the Lord's Prayer, when we say, "Forgive us," we are asking Jesus, we are asking God to forgive our sins, to forgive all our, you know, back in the day it was called sin, but we know anything that goes against the natural law, against the moral law. So anything that we do that is deserving of forgiveness, we are asking in this prayer to be forgiven. However, there is a condition. We are also saying, in the same amount as I forgive others. You see, that's very dangerous, because we are asking for forgiveness, and at the same time, we are stipulating that we are going to forgive others the same way that we are asking for forgiveness. And we have to pay attention, because this little tidbit in the prayer makes all the difference. That means you ought to forgive others in all things, so you can be forgiven in all your things. That is really beautiful. And this is not just forgiving others, but also forgiving ourselves. How many of us are so hard on ourselves? How many of us are holding on to things that do not belong anymore? How many of us go back and call ourselves names, and we look at us and we say, "I'm stupid. I did this all wrong. I can't believe I made that mistake. I can't believe that I spent my teen years doing all kinds of things that are not good. Oh my goodness, I had made promises that I haven't accomplished." So many times we are so hard on ourselves, in ways that we have already redeemed ourselves of all of the things that we have done, yet we still do not forgive ourselves. We keep playing that film in our minds, and I think you all understand what I'm saying as far as playing that over and over. What could I have done differently? Well, forgiveness is something that requires pretty much three things. First of all, is for you to acknowledge what you did wrong to yourself, to other, to anyone, to an animal, to planet Earth. So every time that we do something that is against the laws of God, and we acknowledge that, that is the first step. How many of us will blame others, will blame circumstances, will blame our ignorance of fact? But it doesn't matter. The minute that you say, I did something bad, I did something awful, or even though I was ignorant on the fact, I knew deep inside it wasn't the right thing to do. Or even to yourself, I can't believe that what I did to myself, with myself. Well, okay, acknowledge that. That is the first step. That is the first step to walk with this new relief. So you acknowledge the fact. Second of all, you ask for forgiveness. You say, I am sorry. Not, I am sorry that you did not understand what I was trying to do. See, there are so many times that we say, I'm sorry, but we're really not sorry. We are still not accepting it because we're still trying to blame something else or different circumstances. And how many of us do that? Does that? We say, oh, I'm so sorry, but you know, you also have part in this. Or we'll say, I'm so sorry for doing this, but it was my only option. Or we'll say, I'm sorry, but you're not understanding. You know, I'm sorry for how you're taking this. If you are to accept something wrong that you did, you also need to apologize without conditions. So, I am sorry. Period. No buts, no because, no any of that. Just simply, I am sorry. I understand that I hurt you, but I am sorry. And this, again, means for us, I am sorry that I have hurt myself in the past, that I have done this or that, that I have said awful things, that I have taken part in something that today I believe it's completely against the laws of God. But I am sorry. I wish that I did not, but I did, and I am sorry. And the third part is try to make amends. Try to make amends with all of the people, all of the situations that you have caused any harm. So if I just said something awful to a friend or my mom or my dad, or I have to say, my goodness, what did I say? Acknowledge that I did that. Then I have to what? Ask for forgiveness. I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? Maybe the person will, maybe they won't. But that is up to them. And again, it goes back to us as well. If someone asks us for forgiveness, it's liberating to forgive, not to put so many conditions. So once I say, forgive me, I'm sorry, then the last part is, what can I do? How can I repair what I did? How can I make this better? You see, you put yourself in a position to try to really repair what you did. Isn't that the beauty? Because that has everything to do with reincarnating. Sometimes we can't repair mistakes we've done. But God is so just and He is so good that He gives us this chance to come and repair things that we have done in prior lives. Isn't that the most amazing thing to know? That He does this as many times as we'll need to. So, acknowledge your faults with yourself and those you have committed against others. Ask for forgiveness. Say, I'm sorry. And whether the person forgives you or not, that is not up to you. But you should forgive yourself. You should not hold on to your own mistakes and hold yourself hostage. So when you say, I forgive myself, I am so sorry that I did that. But then you have to go to the third step and say, is there anything I can do? Any way I can make this better? Well, maybe there isn't a way for you to repair what you did, but you can always say a prayer for that person, for that situation. Maybe the person is not among us anymore, but we can always send a little bit of love, close our eyes, and give this sentiment of of asking for forgiveness and sincere apology and love. Isn't it so beautiful that we can do that, regardless if the person forgave us or not? Sometimes, I had someone once that said that her teacher was awful to her when she was a child. And the teacher put her in places and told her how stupid she was and how awful she was in school, and she would never make any friends. And on a special occasion, she made this teenager stand up in class and told everyone how stupid she was because of her homework. And all the kids laughed at her, and she felt so ashamed, and she felt so horrible. And she held on, and she grew up with this grudge on this teacher, and rightfully so, in a way, because we're humans. We are going to have these feelings, and anybody who denies having them, well, you know, kudos to you. But what we can't do is hold on to this. And this person that told me this story, she relived the situation so many times, so many days in her life, that it was causing her such pain to just think about it. Every time she thought about herself being a teenager, standing in front of a class with all of her classmates laughing at her because the teacher, that was the punishment, the teacher made her stand up and pretty much said, look how stupid you are, look at your homework, class, which is such a terrible behavior. That doesn't make the teacher hateful or hate-worthy. It makes us to look at that person and say, how awful of a behavior this person is expressing. She needs a lot of love in her life. Because if you have love, it's impossible to act that way. So anyway, so I talked to this friend and I said, how long has it been? And she says, oh, I'm in my 20s now. And she says, and the funny fact is that I heard that this teacher still lives in the same house close to my mom's old house. And I said, is it still bothering you? And she says, you know, this bothers me so much. I wish I knew a way to let go of this. So I said, well, maybe she'll never acknowledge that she did wrong. Maybe she would, but you lost touch. So you can still forgive her. You can still send this energy that we know we're all connected and just send it her way. And she was tired, that's why she told me this. She says, I don't want to feel this way anymore. And then I said, you know, let's turn this around. Instead of waiting for her to make good on what she did in the past, and maybe she still thinks she was right, how about you send some flowers to her house? How about you drive by one day and simply just send some love her way? And I know how hard it is, and I know that this is, you know, a lot of people might be listening and saying, oh, only a saint can do that. But I'll tell you, I beg to differ. I think we can all do it. I think maybe we can do it in different proportions, but we can start to exercise this. I want to read a quote, we're almost at the end, of this amazing doctor that he said about forgiveness. Gerald Jampowski. He said this, and I'm going to read it. Forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could have been any different. It's accepting the past for what it was, and using this moment and this time to help yourself move forward. So we need to look at our past and not wish that it would have been, could have been different. It was. It happened. You heard that. You were in that situation. You did that to such and such person. It's a fact. However, we have to stop playing this film in our mind, and we have to just accept the past for what it was. Once we accept it, we can forgive, we can seek forgiveness, and then we can try as best as we can to really repair what we have done. So friends, this is my message here for today. I wish that everyone can really pay attention to the content of this morning coffee for the soul today, because forgiveness is one of those things that we say so much about it, and we hold on to so many grudges unnecessarily. Let's not be offended by everything. Not everyone has personal issues with us. And if they do, Let it not be your issue. So forgive, not saying forget, because that could be impossible to forget, and it shouldn't be a healthy thing to forget, because it also prevents us from putting ourselves in the same situation. If it's a dangerous situation with a dangerous person, forgetting wouldn't be wise. So we don't need to forget, but we don't need to remember it with anguish, with hate. But we can remember and say, I forgave. I feel okay with it. I feel okay with myself. I have forgiven you. Thank you again, my friends. And it's great to be with you. If I can't be here physically, we'll always be here on the Morning Coffee for the Soul, pre-recorded sessions as well. Okay? Thank you.